Google is quietly losing its grip on South Africa. Right now, 76% of digitally active South Africans are bypassing traditional search engines entirely.
Yeah, they are opting to research products directly on places like TikTok and Instagram instead.
Which is huge. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are unpacking a brilliant 2026 report on South African social media marketing.
And the mission today for you listening is to really figure out why massive marketing budgets are currently losing out to this new, highly specific consumer behavior.
Right, because we are looking at a complete inversion of the traditional funnel here.
Totally. I mean, the old model was basically a giant megaphone, you know, just shouting your value proposition into the void.
And hoping to drag people out of their social feed and onto your website.
Exactly. But now the successful strategy is more like having a meaningful one-on-one conversation in a crowded room. You intercept people right where they are already searching.
Well, before a brand can have that meaningful conversation, they have to actually be found, right?
Uh-huh. And the buying journey has fundamentally shifted. With a 90% mobile internet access rate over there, that top of the funnel happens entirely inside the social apps now.
Wait, so social apps are literally the new local search engines?
Yeah.
Does that mean our captions now need to be purely functional, almost like the old Yellow Pages?
That is exactly what it means. Keywords, direct answers, location tags. They are all mandatory now.
Wow.
But being found is really only step one. Consumers are tactically spending right now, so they move fast.
Right. They do not have time to waste.
Exactly. So okay. If they cannot grasp a brand's value proposition in plain language within like 5 seconds, they bounce. Clear messaging beats clever messaging.
Let me challenge that 5-second rule, though, because we are simultaneously seeing this massive rise in long-form storytelling.
Oh, sure.
You know, those 10-minute video essays on these exact same platforms. How do you reconcile consumers demanding deep dives but supposedly bouncing in 5 seconds?
Well, the 5-second rule really applies to the hook and the clarity of intent. Like, consumers will absolutely watch a 10-minute video, but only if the first 5 seconds clearly signal the specific value they're going to get.
Ah, I see. So clear messaging buys you the time to be clever later.
Spot on. If you leave them guessing at the start, they just scroll right past.
Okay, so say you optimize your social SEO and you nail that 5-second hook.
Uh-huh.
How does that brief flicker of attention actually turn into a sale? Once a brand captures that attention, how do they convert it?
Through peer validation. I mean, if you are currently allocating 80% of your budget to highly polished AI-generated studio ads, you are actively fighting consumer psychology.
Is that like because of AI fatigue?
Yes. Profound AI fatigue in South Africa right now. Flawless generic content is instantly recognizable, and it just triggers skepticism.
So what are they looking for instead?
Well, 64% of consumers now check social channels specifically for reviews before committing. They want the imperfections that prove a real person is actually using the thing.
It is almost like, you know, AI gave everyone a flawless Hollywood studio in their pocket. So now the only thing we actually trust is shaky, unedited smartphone footage from a real human.
That is such a good way to put it. Authentic, behind-the-scenes content is winning right now.
Interesting. So who is making that content?
Usually nano-influencers, so people with under 50,000 followers and a brand's own loosely briefed employees.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they're the most credible marketing assets now. They are driving the 44% of consumers who purchase based on creator influence.
Wait, putting employees on the front lines? That sounds like a traditional compliance nightmare. How do they do that without risking PR disasters?
By shifting from rigid scripts to just brand guardrails. Oh. They give the employees the core value proposition and just let them explain it in their own words.
Okay, so the slight stumbles, the colloquialisms.
Exactly. That unpolished delivery is exactly what makes the content trustworthy.
And then where do they take that trust?
They funnel it into conversational niche communities, especially on WhatsApp Business.
Which totally strips away the algorithmic feed.
Right. When a brand rep sends a message that looks like a personal text, it triggers a totally different psychological response.
You are entering a private space.
Yes. And those direct, one-on-one environments drive way more revenue than passive public broadcasts.
So the takeaway for you listening is that the needle moves when a brand optimizes for authenticity, clarity, and community all at once.
Absolutely. Shifting from just being found to being chosen.
Which brings up a wild final thought to leave you with.
Oh, I love these.
If consumer trust in 2026 relies entirely on unpolished, authentic human connection, will successful companies eventually have to dissolve their traditional marketing departments entirely?
Oh, wow.
Like, instead of one isolated team crafting manicured messages, maybe the future of business is turning your entire workforce into a decentralized media network.
That is a fascinating way to look at it.
Definitely something for you to think about the next time you hit post.